The budget State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster proposed in advance of the governor's would actually spend more money on education than Doyle would. But when she was asked by Republican Senator Luther Olson of the legislature's Finance Committee whether that's cause for concern, the state's school chief stood behind the governor.
My job's easier than yours, and my job's easier than the governor's. You have to put together the entire state budget. And the way I see it right now is that the governor's budget is the best one on the table.
Up to this point, the state's largest teachers union has also praised Doyle. So has the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. Association Director John Ashley says Doyle has made education a priority, and the two-thirds funding mark has more to do with property tax relief than it does with how much money goes to Wisconsin classrooms. But that's part of what worries Senator Olson, who told Burmaster he's concerned this budget will upset taxpayers.
If we leave it the way the governor's budget is, I think we're going to have a serious problem in education in the next couple years and even longer than that.
The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says it's a mathematical truism that property taxes will go up when there's a smaller increase in state aid. The alliance says that's because without that extra state money, schools will have more leeway to ask local taxpayers to foot the bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.